Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. This is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 21st, 2015. This week's episode is especially for some of Virginia's youngest science students, those in kindergarten. We'll use water sounds to learn about differences between living things and non-living things. To start, have a listen to two watery mystery sounds and see if you know which one's living and which one's non-living. Here goes. The first sound was a beaver slapping its tail on water. Living. The second sound was water flowing in a river. Non-living. But both the beaver and the water were moving, weren't they? So moving by itself isn't enough to tell us what's living and what's non-living. Let's hear some other sounds to learn more about living things. Ready? That's the sound of frogs in spring, looking for mates to produce frog eggs, which hatch into tadpoles and then become new adult frogs. So part of living is producing new living things in a life cycle. Ready for the next one? That's the sound of baby pelicans before they grow into adult birds. So growth is part of living. Ready for another? That's a mosquito buzzing around someone in the insect's surroundings or its environment. And if you hear that sound in your environment, you'll probably do something, like swat at the insect. So doing things in response to one's environment is part of living. And here's the last one. That's the sound of a whale surfacing to get air. Living things need air, water, and food in order to keep living. Now here's a riddle for you. What do you do every day that makes something non-living become part of something living? And here's a sound hint. When you drink water, that non-living water becomes part of the living you. Let's close with four more water sounds and see if you can tell what's living and what's non-living. Thanks for listening, and good luck! For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.